Good morning. I'm Jason Salmonell with the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. Here's your latest weather update.
Thanksgiving week is here, and every day will be chillier than normal, with the exception of Thanksgiving Day itself. Today is blustery in the wake of a cold front that passed overnight. Clouds this morning break up during the afternoon, but temperatures go nowhere, holding between 45 and 50. Factoring in the wind gusting to 30 miles per hour, it feels colder. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows from 25 to 30, but it feels like 20 with the wind, with even some upper teens in our colder areas. Tuesday is the coldest day of the fall so far. Despite bright sunshine, highs are only near 45, and it feels colder with a biting breeze. Not quite as cold on Wednesday, but it's still a struggle to hit 50, even with sunshine. But on Thanksgiving Day, we'll make a run at 60 with partly sunny skies. For the Capital Weather Gang, I'm Jason Salmonell.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.